Welcome to the Extra Business Edition podcast with Ted Robertson. The Extra Business Edition is a production of the KRDO Network. And now, Ted Robertson.
And good morning and happy Friday. It is December 27th, 2 days after Christmas, and we are hot and heavy into giving things back. We're running around the malls like crazy. I know on my PM newscast, we're talking to our traffic folks, and they're saying, be super careful around the malls because everybody is kind of clustered there and doing that after Christmas business. The big after Christmas sales are coming up. This weekend's going to be a big one for that. Now we start thinking about 2020. Once we get past this weekend, we really start to think about 2020. Yes, my guest today is Mr. Mike Phillips, and he is the digital marketing executive for McCloskey Motors, a long-standing brand here in town, and yes, one of the best known, certainly one of the best loved and appreciated. And Mike, you are also the operator of a website called Lead the Team.
Correct.
And so you spend a lot of time giving back a lot of what you have learned over the years in terms of how to help people become better leaders, better managers, better sellers, better marketers. And you are on fire. It's kind of fun to see your content published on LinkedIn and Facebook and YouTube. We simply search Lead the Team and you can find your video series there. You're doing some blog posting and some podcasting as well, I believe. And
I am. I've taken a little bit of a hiatus. I have two different podcasts. One that's first off, thanks, Ted, for having me back on the show. I really appreciate it.
It's good to have you.
And you're right. I spend a lot of time giving back, not the way that people are giving back gifts this week, but giving back so that others can grow and learn and move forward either in their personal life and their business life. And so, yeah, I definitely, my podcast, I have two of them. One's titled Reignition. It's about getting refired up. It's very, it's a motivational style podcast. I think there's about 40 episodes of that. And then I have one titled The Front, which is really focused on leaders and emergent leaders. And so those are on available on YouTube, on my website, on Apple iTunes, Google Play, et cetera.
And you and I have talked a bit about doing a regular feature here on the Extra Business Edition.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
That will be super fun. I love this kind of stuff. We always have great conversations. I always enjoy the time together.
And I do too.
Today's the theme, of course. We're talking about giving. re-gift, give back, whatever, get your money back. Or you can pay things forward, and that's a form of giving. You can also spend some time this time of year preparing yourself to have the best new year you possibly can. And Mike, that's what our visit together is all about today. And so lead us off, if you would, talk about what gets everybody lit up.
You know, one of the things, I think people get excited at the end of the year, they're headed into a new year. And especially we've all been brought up that it's like, oh, it's time to make our New Year's resolutions. And for me, people may get mad at me for saying this. I don't think resolutions work in most cases. And it's because resolutions are made in the moment. It's a momentary, hey, I'm going to do this. And there's not a lot of planning and planting seeds and setup behind it. We go in and we say, this is a big one, and it can apply to personal or you can look at, trimming the fat in business. At the beginning of each year, gyms are packed. They say, hey, I want to lose weight. And that's a big one, right? I want to lose weight. But there's no definition about how you're going to go about losing the weight. What's the plan in losing the weight? And so people will go in right after the first of the year. They think, oh, midnight on December 31st, 12:01, I've had the New Year's kiss. The resolutions kick in and the magic's going to happen. And it takes work. And so depending on who you ask, who you subscribe to, when you are planning anything, when anyone's planning anything for personal or for business, it takes anywhere from 21 days to 67 days to form a habit. Depends on which school you subscribe to, right? And so if it takes 21 days to form a habit, I think they say the average person, once they've signed up for that gym membership, they've fallen off. 50% of the people have fallen off within 2 weeks. Throughout the year, and they've done many studies. I think it was a Gallup poll at one point. They'd go in and they study people, and And throughout the year, they say, well, whatever the resolution was to accomplish, I want to make more money, I want to lose weight, I want to take more vacations, whatever that resolution was, only 8% of the people that make that resolution actually achieve what that goal, what that resolution was. So I think a lot of times people go in without a definitive plan. And so that's one of the things I kind of wanted to talk about with you today is, you know, especially businesses, they go in and they say, well, we're going to do this strategic planning. Well, strategic is then the, what do we want? It's the big picture. What do we want to achieve this year? And a lot of people are tactical thinkers. They say, well, okay, if that's what you want, tactically, this is how we're going to do it. And so you end up split into these two groups. And so one of the things that I am an advocate for, especially going into the new year, headed into 2020, headed into a new day, a new week, whatever, is achievement planning rather than strategic or tactical planning.
I love your frankness about such things. And I want to go back to the way you've described what motivation is and isn't.
Okay. Go back to, well, I mean,
it's temporary. You say.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah. Motivation is a temporary thing. Motivation is to be able to be really motivated. You have to really know what you need or want as a leader, as a manager. We talked about this last time. Mm-hmm. To as a leader or a manager to affect change in somebody else, you have to know what they really need or what they really want. And so when we're talking about getting motivated to achieve like our, you know, New Year's resolutions, we go into it momentarily. Why? I need to lose weight. Why do I need to lose the weight? Because the doctor says I'm fat. So, yeah, right?
If you don't, what about the mirror?
It's different if the doctor says, listen, you have to lose weight or you will die.
Life or death makes a difference.
Yeah. Now, all of a sudden, there's such a significant desire. You get really motivated really fast. And that's not a resolution, then that's a defined achievement that you have to go after.
You talk about nobody can be motivated. You got to motivate yourself.
Absolutely.
And that it is temporary because you are in that moment. Resolutions don't work because they are made in a moment. And now when we come back to this next segment, we'll talk about achievement planning versus living in the moment. And 2 weeks later, you're back home and couch fabric.
Yeah, then you're just trying to avoid cake, right?
That's right. House full of cake or a gym full of machines? What motivates you? We need to talk about that. We'll talk about achievement planning when we come back. I'm Ted Robertson. You're listening to the Extra Business Edition. My guest, Mr. Mike Phillips, digital marketing executive for McCloskey Motors. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. And good morning. Welcome back. I'm Ted Robertson. My special guest today, Mr. Mike Phillips, we're all about looking ahead, but doing it a little differently, because the honest truth is resolutions don't work and motivation's only temporary and you need a plan.
People are going to be like, stop having that guy back on. He's telling us everything's broken.
I know.
I'm just twisting it up, man. Just giving it a little bit different, just a different perspective to look at. You know, certainly motivation, you can look up the definition of it, but it really is. It's what do I need and want bad enough to go after it? Resolutions, I think, and again, all of our lives we've been brought up that it's time to make your New Year's resolution. We were talking on the break a little bit that it's like, okay, well, here we are. It's the 27th, right? The 28th of December, that's when people start thinking about the resolution. And so we make this knee-jerk reaction and we start doing it in the moment rather than having an effective and defined plan to go after it. And I think that's, for me, and we'll get into talking about this, I think, but part of your resolution or your yearly goal should be starting, you know, around November 1st timeframe, that first week in November, start planning for what your goals that you want to achieve in the next year. If you get a jump start on that, then you start to, you know, we said just briefly touched on if it takes 21 to 67 days to form a habit, and probably for most it's more like 67. If you've started that in November, and you're pushing forward, by the time January 1st gets here, we know it's not that defining moment, but you're already going to have the head start. You're already going to have formed some of the habits. You're already going to be moving forward.
And we left with the thought that businesses do strategic planning. And you say that strategy is the what we want, or asking what do we want.
Right.
Tactics are the how we get it done. Here comes the next piece in the big transition.
So I go after, and this is a Mike Phillips original, achievement planning. And it's my own coined term. So yeah, if strategy is the what, a lot of businesses, and not everyone, for the people that are listening, and if you're in business and you're saying, man, this guy's he's crazy. But strategic planning, we get together with those high-level managers and the executives and the people that are quote-unquote in charge of the business, and they say, well, here's our strategy for the next year. We want to increase revenue. And everyone looks at each other and says, that's a plan, Ted. Yep, you're absolutely right. Let's increase revenue. How much should we increase it by, Ted? Let's do 10%. Yeah, 10% is good, man. That's a good strategy. So you go in with the strategy. The what is we're going to increase revenue by 10%. And then you go to deploy it without a tactical plan, right? And you say, okay, managers of each division or each department or each store, if it's a franchise or however it looks, and we say, okay, well, you guys need to deploy this and you need to increase revenue by 10%. Well, are you doing it globally as the whole company? Are you doing it as an individual department? Are you doing it as... the individuals in the business, how does human resources increase revenue by 10%? So how do they hit their goal, right?
Yeah.
So we go after it. And so what I'm proposing, what I break down here is achievement planning, and that combines your what and your how. Like, what do we want to do? Increase revenue by 10%. And then how do we create this plan to start doing it?
And you have developed 5 steps to achievement planning, to successful achievement planning.
To successful achievement planning. So the first thing is we start to get these ideas, we start to get these goals in mind, and the goals have to be very definitive. So 10% could be defined, if we're saying increase revenue by 10%, there could be definition to that. I know I'm not trying to speak out of both sides of my mouth here, but there could be definition. What is that 10%? What is it in a dollar figure? How does it equate to each division, each department? What can each individual then do so that they can move into helping the organization as a whole in achieving that 10%? The second thing, once it goes from an idea, you have to start to write it down. Get the ideas out of your head and start creating them in reality. Because if they're just in our head, an idea is just that. It's an idea, right? It's just a brief, that's all it is. Once you start to write it down, it starts to become real. That's always been an opinion of mine, is that you start to write things down. It doesn't matter what it is, what you want to go after. Hey, I want to make $1 million. And not to get off on a tangent here. If that's what I want to do and I start writing it down and I start staring at it, there's the story, and you may or may not be familiar, Jim Carrey, when he wrote himself the $1 million check, right? He wrote himself a check for $1 million well before he had ever earned $1 million, well before he was ever able to cash that check, but he carried around with him. He stared at it and that dream became a reality, starting with, hey, I'm going to write this goal down. I'm going to define it. Then the next step, if you're working on this individually for, here's a goal, here's a resolution I want to go after for myself, you got to tell somebody about it. Because if it's just an idea in your head, then it's easy to start to justify change. We go, well, hey, I want to lose weight. How much weight? I want to lose 40 pounds. Well, if you get to, you're moving forward and you see that you're not going to achieve that 40 pound weight reduction goal as an individual and you haven't told anyone, it's easy to go, yeah, I want to lose 35 pounds because that's still losing weight, right? It's still, and I'm not saying you should never redefine your goals. I'm not saying you should never go back and look. I think we need to be real with ourselves. But I do think it's important that if you tell someone, they can help hold you accountable and you can have sort of an accountability partner. Or in a large business sense, then you deploy it to your team. You deploy those written tactics. Once you started to get the ideas out and you started writing those things down, you moved from strategic planning to tactical planning so that you can achieve this. You've written it down. You're handing it off now to the whole team or the whole company, where someone has something that they can see and visually start to deploy themselves. One of the things I think, certainly we do at McCloskey's well, and that I'm a huge advocate for, then as people start to achieve those goals, we got to celebrate the small wins. You don't just stop and going back and use the weight analogy because it's easy. You don't just celebrate at 40 pounds lost. You celebrate at the first pound. You celebrate at the third pound. You celebrate at 5 pounds. And I'm not saying you celebrate by going to eat a whole cake. But you celebrate that it's like, hey, man, I'm down 5 pounds. You get high fives from the accountability person, the person that you told about it, or as the team. You start to come up with some small celebrations. And the number 5 here is to make sure that you stay consistent. It's about doing those same things over and over again. Go back to what your plan is. Make sure that you are doing those on a daily basis or a weekly or a monthly, whatever it is. Because those small steps that you execute consistently and you do every single day, that's what's going to create your big achievements. That's the achievement planning piece. That creates the big wins for you.
Step one, then, is that your goals have to be definitive.
Yep.
Number two is you write things down. Get those ideas out of your head and start creating them as a reality. The great example was a million-dollar check that Jim Carrey wrote himself, and he stared at that, and he made that manifested itself into reality.
What you focus on, you get.
Tell someone or deploy them to your team, these ideas of yours, with your written tactics so that there is a full and clear understanding, essentially a roadmap, something visual that everybody can understand. Everybody's then on the same page. Celebrate the small wins as you go. That's step number four. And step five, be consistent. Those small steps you say that you take every day become large accomplishments.
Absolutely.
The journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step.
It does. So that, you know, one of the other things what you just keyed in on, you said if people have a roadmap, and that's a Tony Robbins deal. If you make yourself a map, MAP stands for massive action plan. That's when you start writing that stuff down. You start creating that plan, that massive action plan. You have a map that you can hand to people. So that's another, I have all these little things that fire off on my head as you're talking. So that's another analogy or acronym you could use to start going after it.
All right. We've got a news update coming for you next. And we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be back in just a few minutes. I'm Ted Robertson. You're listening to Mr. Mike Phillips, who is the founder of Lead the Team, the website. And if you just do a Google search or a YouTube search on Lead the Team, you'll see a wonderfully informative and inspirational series of videos.
Thank you.
Blogs, even podcasting, which you are going to pick up on again. We'll have you here regularly as well. Digital marketing executive from McCloskey Motors as well. A great position for you to be in and a great brand for you to be representing as well. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Welcome back to the Extra Business Edition here on KRDO News Radio. I am Ted Robertson, your host. Joining me today, Mr. Mike Phillips, who is founder of Lead the Team, also, and most importantly, digital marketing executive with McCloskey Motors. A big job. Big job in a digital world.
Yeah, it keeps getting bigger, it feels like, every day.
More platforms, more things going on.
Oh, yeah.
We sort of left the last segment with a thought on how we wanted to approach this segment. We've talked about the five steps. Goals have to be definitive. Write them down. Tell somebody or deploy them to your team with your written tactics. Celebrate the wins. Be consistent. Small steps every day become large accomplishments. Now, a cautionary, a bit of caution. This coming year, everybody gets derailed. We've talked about the idea that motivation is temporary and resolutions don't work. And a lot of that is distraction, being derailed, getting bored, not taking care to have written out a proper plan and following the plan, not starting soon enough and really embracing it and taking those steps to do that. So this year, Mike, off the air, you mentioned something that you think is really going to be potentially a distraction to people from their goals and could potentially derail you from your goals.
Politics.
Ugh.
Welcome to the business edition. Yeah. It's time to talk politics.
Yeah.
I think those that definitely becomes a distraction, especially with politics paired with social media the way that it has, easily becomes a distraction. Like, you can't turn on a news feed regardless of the social platform without being served up somebody's opinion for something that's coming in this political landscape. You know, one of the things you were saying just as we came back, that the distractions, I think a lot of it is because we try to dedicate ourselves to so many different platforms. You said the digital marketing thing must be big. We try and be everything to everybody. And then what happens is, well, I'm going to be over here on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and this and that. And then you start to realize all of these political things are infecting your feed, and it starts to change the way you think, and you start to focus on that. And we said before, you know, what you focus on, you get more of. And as we were talking about kind of the social media algorithms and the way that those things work, it tries to surround you with more like-minded people. And because you're seeing that on different platforms, then you know, that starts to infect you as a whole. And so I think with the distractions, there's a few things that I always recommend to people. We were talking first thing this morning. I generally don't watch the news unless it's KRDO.
Which we appreciate.
Yeah. So turn off the news. Because a lot of the, like, news in the world is bad news, unless it's KRDO. I'll just keep rolling with it. So the key there is, you know, you can, and as we were talking, just using the weight loss example, you have to be deliberate in losing weight. So you got to come up with this plan. You have to have the strategies and the tactics and the achievement planning, and you've got laid it all out. Well, then what's one of the very first things that you have to do, Ted, is you've got to dedicate time to going after that particular goal. So one is for your personal growth and to avoid being derailed from these goals. Once you've set up these goals, you're going to have to, just like going to the gym, dedicate time to, hey, here's the goal that I want to achieve. This is what I need to go out and find. And one of the things we talked briefly about in the break, and my brain fires off so many different directions, so I hope through listening, people are connecting the dots. If we were just to post, hey, here's these five steps to achievement planning, you're missing a lot of the other communication. You're missing this whole conversation, the audio of the conversation. Well, then with you and I standing across from each other talking, you can see through my body language, like, I'm genuine in the way that I'm presenting this. Now, I know the listeners can't see that, but you have all of these pieces of communication that are congruent. You lose that when it comes to social media. So headed into like this political year, someone's going to share a political opinion that you disagree with. And you're going to say, well, that's garbage. I don't like that. I don't like that political opinion. And you start to focus in on that and you start to get derailed. Well, if that's the case, there's two possible solutions. One certainly is unfollow that person, or, you know, we're talking the extreme, disconnect from them.
Yeah.
You commented, and I think you're absolutely right. You said, well, that's the easy way out. What's much harder is to actually then pick up the phone and have a conversation with that person. Connect with them on a Zoom meeting. You know, we have so many different avenues to have real human connection and real human communication with one another. And we don't do it. We look at what, you know, this 7% of our communication is the written word. We look at that 7% and we go, well, that person must be a jerk. And so then we allow that, by us focusing on them being a jerk, by us focusing on that one thing, we lose sight of what our whole goal was. We lose sight of the stuff that we were headed after instead of being able to wipe that clean. Dedicate some time to some real human connection in 2020. That would be one of the things I would certainly recommend.
And I think human connection, the human interaction, the communication in and of itself is an art. And I think if you spend all your time in social media and you let that stuff start to drive you, you've got plans that you've taken the time to commit to, and now that stuff starts to derail you because you're in a political year or there are other things going on, you're making a big mistake.
Or if the person, I absolutely agree, or the person, what if the person you choose to tell, step three, achievement planning, the person you choose to tell is your Facebook feed. Some of the people, most of the people are going to say, hey, that's great. Go out and get them, Tiger. You've got this. You're going to have a great 2020. There are some people that are going to try and derail you. Mm. They're going to say, I think that's a dumb idea. I think that's a dumb plan. They may not say that in a public forum because you have all this other support. They may message you. They may send you a text. Hey, man, we need to go to lunch. This thing that you're trying to do, that's pretty dumb. I don't think that's a good direction. That can derail you. Well, now, all of a sudden, if you're at lunch with them, if you're having that real, genuine human connection, you can present the whole plan rather than your one-liner. Hey, here's what I'm going to do in 2020, right? You can lay out a whole thought process. And a lot of times, like you actually said that, I'm stealing this from Ted, just so you can get this on the air. You know, it's one of those where you may not get, you're not going to sway someone's opinion with a single meme or a single line of text or even probably a full written blog. But you might sway someone's opinion, at least of you, maybe not of the whole belief system, because we're established by the time that we're in our 20s, 30s, 40s, and on. But you may sway someone's opinion, at least of you, if you're having a genuine face-to-face conversation with them and some real meaningful communication. Like you were saying, communication's an art. We can suck at communication, but if we suck at communication, having it face-to-face, it's a lot better than sucking at communication on social media, in my opinion.
And I think part of communication being successful is one of the things my dad taught me a long time ago. It took me a while to get it through my hard head, was that you cannot aggravate and influence at the same time. And a meme is all about pricking people's sensibility and looking to deliberately provoke a response. That's what memes or some, yeah, this is my position on this and I'm not changing my mind and I don't care who unfriends me and the whole nine yards. That stuff, if you let it get to you, can be poisonous. And now is where the art of communication needs to kick in. If that person is valuable to you, mm-hmm. if they are important to you, and you need to have that interaction with them, that communication. Spending too much time in places like social media where there's not human contact will cause that part of you to atrophy.
Absolutely. Well, I think one of the, I don't remember, it was years ago now, but at some point someone said to me, listen, the art of communication is not what you think you communicated, but it's in the receiver. It's the person receiving your communication. How did they take what you said, what you shared? And so that's, I think, one of the reasons, too, where we're saying, hey, a meme, you know, is meant to aggravate people and you're surrounding yourself with that. Well, it's not what you think you put out there. It's how everybody else is receiving
their perception.
It's their perception. Absolutely.
Mike, with a minute to go, what would you offer people 2 to 3 quick takeaways in terms of a solution to not being derailed?
I think the biggest one is dedicate time to human connection in 2020. I think that's the biggest thing, is find somebody that you can plan, whether it's a spouse, whether it's a best friend. I was telling you on Sundays, I'm involved in a small group of people that are all over the U.S. There's 8 of us, and that we connect and we have shared a few of our, you know, intimate goals. Hey, here's what I want to accomplish. And we make sure that everybody in the group writes it down. And then there's some human accountability there. It's not just, I'm going to throw this out there and see what reaction that I get. To me, I think that is the biggest one. Don't lose sight of that human connection.
You have the goals in place. You're ready to move forward. You've shared them with the right people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, communication and human contact are the thing that will help make that all succeed and be successful.
I'm sorry to jump in here. You got to take action.
Yeah.
The only things we have 100% control over is our actions and the attitude that we have when we're taking those actions. So it's one thing to have all the planning.
Mm-hmm.
We have all the planning in place. And that's what, you know, when I'm saying be consistent, part of the writing things down, you have to act. It doesn't matter how small, it doesn't matter how perfect or imperfect, but you got to do.
Mike Phillips, digital marketing executive for McCloskey Motors, founder of Lead the Team. Just do a quick Google search or YouTube search on Lead the Team, and you will see a great and a thorough and very inspirational body of work out there done by Mike. When we come back, your Caradio Weekly Business Cast. I'm Ted Robertson. Mike, thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Good morning to you. It's Friday, December 27th. I'm Ted Robertson, and this is your weekly Caradio Business Cast. In your headlines, add another new distinction to the Springs, and new jobs in the space are coming to the Springs. And to your top stories, a website that caters to men's vanity says Colorado Springs is a pretty good-looking town. GroomingLounge.com has ranked the Springs 10th on its list of the most handsome cities in the U.S. The list takes into account physical fitness, money spent on personal care products and services, and money spent on clothing. Denver ranked 7th on the list, with Lakewood and Fort Collins coming in the top 25. And a new force created by President Trump is already looking for recruits. The U.S. Space Force has created a website so those who are interested can find out its mission and see if they want to join. Air Force Space Command in Colorado Springs became part of the Space Force when it was established last week. A permanent home for the Space Force has yet to be determined. The Space Force website can be found at spaceforce.mil. And the day after Christmas is the busiest day for bringing back presents that were the wrong size or wrong color or otherwise unwanted. There were enough customers returning merchandise to fill store aisles in Colorado Springs Thursday, with some shoppers told KRDO that they didn't really need to return gifts. According to several surveys, nearly 80% of Americans will return at least one gift this holiday season. Nearly 30% of all holiday gifts will be taken back to be exchanged or refunded. Stores have a variety of return policies. Some have limited times for providing cash refunds, while others will give you gift cards. In similar give back news, 'tis the season for giving back indeed, but in a much different way. UPS expects nearly 2 million packages to be returned on January 2nd alone. That's an increase of 26% for what's known as National Returns Day. It's a big hit for retailers who cover the shipping. In fact, they say it cost them twice as much then if the return was shipped to the store. Last year, the total came out to $369 billion, with a B, dollars in lost sales. Americans are carrying near-record credit card debt, and that's boosting banks' profits, according to a report by the Washington Post. The Post reports third-quarter credit card sales were up 10% at J.P. Morgan Chase, 5% at Citigroup. These are good times for credit card companies, too. Visa's earnings rose 17% this fiscal year, and MasterCard's third-quarter profit was up 11%. And Utah is apparently the best place to be a millennial. The job website Zipia is out with its rankings of the best and worst places to live in the U.S. based on such factors as unemployment, student loan debt, and home ownership. In Utah, just 10% of millennials live in poverty, which is the best rate in the nation. And more than 40% are homeowners. On the flip side, Zipia's researchers rank Washington, D.C. as the worst place. Millennials in the nation's capital were found to owe an average of $60,000 in student loans. And what better way to celebrate the end of a busy holiday week than with free Starbucks? The coffee chain is serving free tall drinks for 5 days straight. The giveaway starts yesterday through New Year's at more than 200 stores. The pop-up parties will only last an hour each day, though, from 1 to 2 p.m., and this only applies to drinks ordered in person. No mobile or delivery orders will be free. And in energy news, oil prices are continuing their strong run. International benchmark crude and West Texas intermediate crude prices are both their highest in more than 3 months. WTI is up 16 cents a barrel, 61.84, and Brent is up a dime to 66.86. And because it's Friday, today is National Fruitcake Day. The fruitcake, perhaps one of the most mocked holiday gifts, is also a holiday giving tradition. It actually dates back to ancient Rome. By the 16th century, sugar was plentiful, and bankers found a lot of sugar could be used to preserve fruits. Combined, this led to a lot of candied fruit and the exponential growth of fruitcake making. That's your weekly KRDO Business Cast for December 27th. I'm Ted Robertson. Join me next Friday at 9 a.m. for the Extra Business Edition and your weekly Business Cast, only on KRDO News Radio.
You've been listening to the Extra Business Edition podcast with Ted Robertson. The Extra Business Edition is a production of the KRDO Network and airs live Friday mornings at 9 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and KRDO.com. Listen on demand at KRDO.com under the radio tab. Click on podcasts.